Hello and welcome to Season 2 of Role Play Game. We're in Season 2 now, guys. Look at us. We did it. We have a Season 2. And you know what? We're going to get it started with a one-shot. A one-shot hosted by a special guest, Dylan Ballard-Nelly. Also at the table, we are joined by Anna Brown, Kay Renner, Haley Hayes, Michael Thomas Grant, and of course, me, Joe Prada. All the people at the table are voice actors or artists or actors in their own right. Please go and look them up. They're all over the socials. I'll do another plug at the very end of the episode. But right now, I want to do an intro because we recorded an intro that was about 5 minutes long where we talked about Waffle Houses, pancakes, all of our favorite diners, and all of our favorite coffee mugs. But the audio got really messed up. And so this is it. This is going to be what it is in lieu of all that. So what I need from you, dear sweet listener, I need you to pretend that we've been talking about Waffle Houses for about 5 minutes. So imagine a waffle, imagine the syrup, imagine all the great, wonderful things, all your memories that have been provoked about a Waffle House. And let's get started.
So why are we talking about Waffle Houses and diners? It's because we are about to play a one-shot designed by Smurf. You can find them at Oops All Smurf, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Find them. They're a creator who makes a bunch of one-shots. They created this one in particular for Pride. Hey. It is called the Cracker Bear, or just quote, Quacker Bale. Wow.
No, I like that one.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel has fallen.
It's called Cracker Barrel Has Fallen. And if you buy the game, I believe that all the proceeds go to Trans Life Hotline? Trans Lifeline.
Yes, until the end of this month, June, when this should be coming out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're buying it after the fact, it's not going there, but it is supporting this creator.
Yes.
Which is also good.
Still good. We love to support small creators, especially in our spaces where they are underrepresented. Uh-huh. So that is what we gather here tonight to play a wonderful little game. It takes place in a Waffle House. So we start in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, on the side of the highway, as many of them are. Is a bright yellow sign with black lettering, the Waffle House. As Anthony Bourdain once called the Waffle House, its warm yellow glow, a beacon of hope and salvation, inviting the hungry, the lost, the seriously hammered, all across the South to come inside, a place of safety and nourishment. It never closes. It is always, always faithful, always there for you.
Shit, you did research?
Amen.
Fuck, dude.
I had an hour in the car this morning. I learned a lot about the Waffle Houses.
A beacon in a dark world.
It is cresting onto the hour where, like, people start to come in for dinner. Because it is the South, the sun kind of sets maybe a little bit later in the day. We'll say maybe it's around 7:30, right? Oh. Sun hasn't fully gone down yet. The hottest part of the day is well behind us, but it's still lingering throughout everything in the building. Because, of course, let's say the AC went down. Why don't we start with our dear Romney coming out of a truck?
He's truckless.
Oh, he's truckless.
He's truckless at this point. He busts.
Oh, so he busts his whole thing.
He busts his with his toolbox and stuff like that. So he is drenched. Nothing says sweat like the Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
yeah, you got
public
it.
Transit.
You assume there's public transit.
I'm like, if not, if there's any Hattie heads out there, well, Hattiesburg fans.
What?
fans of the town.
then he caught a ride with his cousin Rick, dropped him off. Got his giant metallic toolbox and stuff like that.
Absolutely,
he's having that.
Great, you're coming in off the bus. You're hearing the sounds of the highway and nature kind of surrounding you because there's a lot of just forest right next to a lot of highways, and the sounds kind of quiet as you get into the parking lot of the Waffle House. You can hear the glow of the sign starting to turn on and have its normal buzz about it. As you walk on in, you see familiar faces, right? We'll start with the first person you might encounter, which is Aaron. Aaron, give us a little bit right before Romney comes in. Tell us what's going through your mind as you're just looking out the window onto the setting evening, just waiting at your podium for anybody to cross through.
Yeah, as I'm waiting at the podium,
I think I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do with all the tires in my van. They're really taking up a lot of space, and it's getting hard to sleep in my van because of all the tires. I think I could probably give some to Ramen if he comes by, so that would be great. And yeah, I think that's just kind of what I'm zoning out, thinking about, if I'm just waiting at the podium. I think if anyone had come by, I would have a long story to tell them, but at the moment, I'm just, like, dead-eyed, staring, waiting for, dissociating, waiting for my next patron to come in.
Imagining yeah. the next smiling face you're
creating. Yes, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Wondering if you can pawn off a tire.
Yeah.
Being on loop, man, I got too many fucking tires.
Yeah. I gotta do something.
It's becoming a bit of a problem, you know? I thought it would be fun for a while, and now it's just really not. It's really not even, especially with the heat, like, it's, I don't know if they're going to melt. They're probably
the
just baking. Yeah, the smell is awful. It's not good to sleep to.
We'll say that maybe you've been a couple hours into your shift. That's why we're already on our daydreaming trip. Or maybe it's like just, you're at like the halfway point. Maybe you haven't hit lunch yet and you're like just looking forward to lunch here. And
I almost raised my hand to say, what time is it?
I thought we said it was 7:30.
It was like 7:30. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're saying it's like past. Like,
but
past the lunch shift and her
lunch. Yeah, that's why I went. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's
me too. Me too.
Yeah
me
it's
too.
It's a 24/7. Yeah. It's open 24/7.
Yeah.
So there is no.
Wouldn't you call it a dinner shift though?
I would call it.
Not to be like an asshole, but.
We're really getting into the nitty gritty here.
Fine.
Wouldn't she be waiting for her dinner?
Yes.
Break, not a real
dinner break.
In Australia, might be the lunch break, you know.
Yeah,
the
see? Time.
There we're on go. Australian time, yeah. Aaron. She never left.
No. I only go by Australian time.
Just getting every meal name wrong.
It's like literally 2 a.m. Well, I'm off to lunch.
That's Mississippi. You're going to get hurt if you keep doing that. You can't do time wrong.
I don't like that funny guy who thinks breakfast happens at midnight.
Sometimes you call it supper. That really gets
breakfast at midnight's pretty regular at this place. You should be safe.
Maybe
here.
That's why I decided to work
yeah.
here.
Yeah, it's breakfast anytime.
The only place that understands me.
The only place
here.
I can judge you for it.
Yeah.
So, as you're thinking about your tires, you see Ramen's.
Oh, Ramen! Hi! I think when you come in, I've just been staring, so I'm just already staring at you when you walk in the door.
Hey, is my hair okay? You were watching me the whole walk up to the,
you're a bit, you go for a swim or something?
I went outside, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
Yeah. Hey, so is your van still broken down?
No. I had to sell it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, that's a
did
shame.
Did I tell? I sorry. I must have just like jumped and been like, "Oh, it's broken. It's I sold
yeah."
It.
No, well, because I have. Never mind. It's not. It's not.
No. Yeah. I.
But.
Why,
yeah. No.
You, do you have a guy? Do you have a guy for that or?
What I mean, how much are you paying? Because I could
get a
whatever.
Guy for me to pay.
If you want to. Sorry, what are you, what's your situation?
The AC's
broken. Oh, right, yeah. That's your job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But if
he
you want
keeps
something...
walking.
Okay. Goodbye. Oh.
We're having, like, two different conversations. You're like, but my tires. Oh, right, you're here for a job.
He hears, no, that's your job. He's, like, heartbroken.
Every feeling in Ramen's body, you could just hear hit the floor, simultaneously, like a wet rag. Just,
yeah, his emotions sound like his actual body sat down.
Beautiful. You start walking to the back where we have our shift lead having a small huddle with the people who just got on shift. We have Tom, another server, Marianne, the cook, and Wyatt, the other server, and shift lead Tiffany. We'll gather around. You're giving everybody kind of like a beginning of the shift kind of pep talk, what we expect out of them, kind of if you'd like.
Yes. I'm so glad that you guys came in today. You know, being here is a choice. So thankful that you choose to be here. and continuing our time together. So just make sure that everybody has what they need. I mean, I trust you guys. You guys all do such a great job. So honestly, I'm sure the shift is going to be totally fine.
And I think Wyatt kind of like raises his hand. Excuse me, Tiffany?
Yeah.
So I know my shift's about to start right now.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, could I take my break a little early tonight? I just, and he like pulls out his cell phone. It's full moon. Delilah's kind of doing like some magic thing. I think, I don't know, she needs me for something. I think like a lock of hair, I don't know. I might need to run real quick and get that to her. Is that going to be a problem?
Sure, that's totally fine.
Okay, sure, like it's not going to be a problem. Like it's,
no,
it's all right.
No, that's fine. If anything comes up, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Because your face kind of looks like a cracked mirror.
No, don't worry.
In like a pretty one. I'm sorry. Disrespectful. I'll be quick about it, I swear.
Okay, that's fine.
And his phone is just like vibrating, like constantly. He just like mutes the notifications.
Great. You got Marianne, just scowl on her face. She's been here the longest out of anybody, really. You know, the stock options are great at the Waffle House. And they are. And she's just, as this exchange is happening, like, we done here?
Yeah, no, definitely. Go ahead.
Thanks. So she'll head on through.
Does she eat cigarettes?
Yeah. it's just wafting off of her. It's part of the charm of this waffle, because every Waffle House has its own charm.
Yeah.
It has its own unique flavor to everything. Why you would eat at this Waffle House is a Waffle House like five blocks the other way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many. But this one has a unique kind of earthy smokiness about it in all of its dishes.
The charm of every Waffle House is what kind of cigarettes its cook smokes. Oh my
God. The charm of a Waffle House is Lucky Strike. Everything tastes like it.
A couple miles down the road, we got American Spirit.
That's the more hipster waffle. Yeah.
We don't like those folks.
And we'll say Tom is he's a college guy too. And they're just very attentive, like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you got this, Tom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Tom, buddy, I promise I'll be quick about
it,
I swear.
You'll be quick about
it? Yeah, I'll be quick about
it. Okay, that's totally fine, okay.
I feel like that's a valid reaction.
I've only been here a week, you know. It's technically my first Friday night, and I'm ready for it.
Oh, boy,
yeah, that's right.
Ready for the rush?
How many fights have happened in that week?
I actually thought about this.
Yeah, that's
this
a
week?
Good question.
Yeah, this was actually.
Yeah, rolling for
two.
It? Two, yeah, great. Oh, it's two. Only two.
Only two.
It's been a slow week.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
by comparison.
Slow week at the Waffle House.
He doesn't need to know that.
It's a light damn week.
Yeah. It is only Friday.
Tom doesn't need to know.
So, you know, usually the weekends is when you see that uptake.
So as you guys kind of break your huddle, you guys walk out onto the floor. Ted, you've been here the whole time. You're sitting in your booth, and it's comfortable for now. You haven't gotten into that like kind of uncomfortable part where you might need to do a shift change and switch around to a different.
I'm only 4 hours in,
and it's just a relatively. Are you hungry? When was the last time you ordered today?
I have ordered 5 meals today.
Uh huh. Right.
I am probably waiting on biscuits and gravy number 6.
Great.
But I feel like one of the servers has delayed that order.
It's probably me. I think it's not uncommon for you to see me kind of more on my phone than like doing my job and just kind of being very bewildered and panicked about it. And I sense there's like this vibe you put out like a sonar kind of like of like, oh, he's been neglected.
Yes.
And you're so regular that I'm like, oh my goodness. Ted, how you doing? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hi, Wyatt.
Yeah, how you doing?
How
what
you
are you
doing?
Waiting on, bud?
I mean, I ordered the biscuits and gravy again.
Again, yeah, absolutely.
About maybe an hour ago, and I'm kind of glad it didn't come out.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm
no,
so sorry about that, but...
Don't rush. I'll be here.
I know you will.
Can I get another coffee, though?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to bring you a pot. How's that sound?
How's Delilah?
Oh, you know.
She's doing well.
Rap is a peach. It's great.
I haven't seen her come in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. you know, she's been real busy.
You know, I've been trying to ask all the other servers, like, where she's at, like, how you guys are doing, if you've broken up, if you're planning on getting married or anything like that. And, you know, I really don't want you to miss out on something like that. Love is a very special thing. And you need to preserve that.
how right you are. You know what? You giving me something to think about while I go get your coffee, so I'm going to go head back and I'm going to bring that right to you with the biscuits and gravy.
You should call Delilah.
I should. I will.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. He just kind of like hyperventilates and goes to the back to get your pot of
Ted
coffee.
Ted knows everything about everybody.
Oh, I'm sure he absolutely knows what he's saying.
And I think the vibe that you're talking about is just like, yeah. he hasn't been helped. I think that's your good nature knowing like,
yeah.
Nobody's helping him. Nobody wants to get near him.
Yeah. I want to make a note that in this time, uh-huh. Wyatt, as you've been doing this, you have probably like five missed messages. All from Delilah.
Wonderful.
There's one that is just straight up a question mark. Yeah, you know, hopefully, just waiting to see what your response was.
Me too.
are you going to keep a tally?
I should, honestly. Yeah.
It's mainly trying to figure out where you guys are going to meet up for tonight. The places that are around you, there is a Walmart Supercenter nearby. There is, we'll say there's a gun store nearby because why not? Yeah, just kind of fun. Yeah. A gas station across the street.
Graveyard.
Yeah. and there's a Cracker Barrel on the direct like diagonal from you guys, the other side.
Because this is like a one of those like two lane streets off of a highway.
Okay, yeah.
With a thing. Yeah. There's maybe a church.
Church slash graveyard situation.
There's this one place called Wesley's Booby Trap when we were driving through Mississippi whenever Alabama.
I don't know about Mississippi, but like the lower southern coast that had like a lot of fireworks stores.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Oh,
and, like in Florida and stuff?
Yeah, Georgia too. Like,
oh yeah. If you can see the coast, you're setting off fireworks.
It's true. Yeah. Just like giant fireworks.
I believe Mississippi's landlocked. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, is it?
They got a big river. But
yeah, they do have a big river.
I could be wrong.
My geography is a little.
Yeah, I know. I'm like.
I think it isn't. Wait, here. Okay, let's just go.
The game takes 10 minutes to figure out where Mississippi is.
I'll text her, like, I'll meet you at the gas station. What's a good time frame? Like.
And you see red.
Red?
Yeah.
I see red.
The message says it was red.
Okay, yeah. Gas station. Say gas station. Maybe an hour? Question mark.
And it just says red.
Red. Great.
And you know she's allowed to not message you back.
Yes.
But you're not allowed to not message.
I think I also know that I'm in some deep trouble with that one. I don't get at least a middle finger or something. It's probably trouble brewing.
So there's fireworks.
Yeah, there's where Biloxi is.
There's a whole ocean there.
Why did I let you convince me anything?
I'm like fireworks.
Mississippi, Missouri.
I've spent so much time in this place. I've been to Biloxi.
That's pretty fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Dylan, that's even more fucked up. You did that to Michael.
Shit, I girl bossed the hell out of you, didn't I?
You girl bossed me.
This is fantasy Missouri.
I want to cut back to Tiffany for a second.
Yeah, so. She's doing her rounds.
You're doing probably, your rounds?
Yeah, walking through all of the different rows of the thing, and I would say that she's probably coming up to Ted's table with her coffee pot.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to interrupt
for a minute?
Yeah.
Ted, hi!
Hi, Tiffany.
Yeah,
your hair looks really nice tonight.
Oh.
And you didn't do your makeup as normal.
Thanks, Ted. You know, I honestly really need to hear that, so I appreciate it a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's because you're busy.
Yeah.
You work really hard here, and I see that.
Ted.
And I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for delaying my biscuits and gravy another hour. I really didn't need it, but I like to have it in there just in case, like, it does come out and give me a little pizzazz surprise.
It's been an hour?
Yeah.
Who's your...
I'm not gonna say. I don't want to get him in trouble.
That's okay. It's fine. Do you need any more coffee?
Do you need anything?
I
know you're busy. You got a lot of things going on, but like you can sit down and hang out with me. Like I hope that we have a rapport. Like you can. But I know that's a lot to ask.
Of course, I'd love to sit with you.
You don't need to say that.
No, I do. I really would. I mean, it's
It's been really hard, but I just don't have the time right now.
That's fair.
Do you want more coffee?
Yes.
Okay, here you go.
Thank
you. Pour the coffee very delicately and slowly.
Tiffany, you, as you're pouring the coffee, you hear a door open. It is a sound you are trained to look out for. It's the door to the manager's office. You hear, "Hi, Tiffany?"
Yeah?
And you see a portly looking man. He's going completely bald. He has just like a little bit of hair kind of cresting the side here. A beard that's patchy in most spots, but it has a fine kind of like white tint to it. Older gentleman, white t-shirt, black tie, black pants, is doing their best to look professional. They pull out a little handkerchief and start wiping their brow. "Tiffany, I need to speak with you for a minute when you have the time.
Of course.
Okay, please come see me in my office. I'll expect you."
Okay. Oh, shoot. I overpoured. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. The busser left a towel for me.
Oh, that was really considerate of them.
Yeah, I may have stolen it.
That's not very considerate of you.
I was going to leave it. I was gonna drop it off at the front. I'll clean it up. That's all I'm gonna say. You don't need to worry about that.
Okay.
Go Thanks. Give him hell.
Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to sit down?
No, I gotta go. I'm gonna take off.
Friggin' Tedfany Endgame, man.
I love it.
Tedfany.
You're all the saddest people looking for love in some way, shape, or form.
That's true.
It's fantastic. So do you go to...
Yeah, immediately. Great, yeah. Beeline.
You go in. The door makes that significant... As you open it, because it's like a little stuck. And you walk on in and you see your boss, Harold Gumar. And he's sitting at a computer. The computer is wildly outdated. It's still like kind of got like a boxy shape to it, which is just, you know, it works. You know, it's not too old yet, but it's definitely on its last legs. It's one of the things that's like been on the maintenance list, but every time we've needed to replace the computer, something else in the building has been broken. So he says, "Oh, come on in, come on in. I wanted to have a talk with you, Tiffany."
"Yeah, sure, Mr. Gilmore. Oh, I'm sorry. Where can, let me just, I'm gonna put this coffee pot here. Is that okay?"
"Absolutely.
Sorry,
set it down, that's fine. I just wanted to have a quick word. How are you doing? Are you doing okay?"
"Yeah."
"That's great. I love to hear it. Because I just wanted to go over some things with you. I've been noticing that morale in the store has kind of been a little low lately."
"Oh, yeah?"
And I would love to re-encourage our employees and our friends that when people come to a Waffle House, they expect a smile."
"Definitely."
"Right? It's almost when you say... Waffle House. You got that smile, right? Welcome to Waffle." And you got that double smile going on in there.
"Oh, yeah, really, we practice it every morning."
"Absolutely. And I know you do. But I wanted to talk to you about Aaron. I think I feel like they're struggling a little bit. Because sometimes I'll come out there and while it's pretty dead inside, I got a line in front of Aaron's podium. Cause they're talking a little too much, maybe, or maybe they're kind of caught off doing something, maybe a daydream. Or I would love to know, have you been seeing this behavior?"
"Of course, whatever you've seen, I've definitely also seen."
"Great. Okay, I would love for you to talk to Aaron about it. Remind them of the smile."
"Okay.
Okay, and we don't need to do too much more than that."
"Yeah.
It's just a nice smile. Get them seated so that way we can start getting food, getting them full, and getting them satisfied."
100%. "Yeah.
All right, great. I don't want to see any lines out there, all right?"
"Okay, you got it."
"Great. Is that Rodney Feller here?"
Yeah.
He's fixing the AC?"
"Yeah, he's at it right now."
"Oh, thank goodness. I'm sweltering. All right. Thank you, Tiffany. You're doing a great job."
"Oh, thank you."
"Also, I had to deny your request for time off. The other shift lead, they already requested that day off first. I don't have another one all lined up. Is that going to be okay?"
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Tiffany. You're my favorite employee here.
I appreciate that really very much.
Absolutely. Take the coffee pot on your way out.
Of course. If any day opens up that maybe I could step away for a little bit, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Are the all the five fans that I brought from my house helping you with your
They are indeed. They are wonderful. One of them, the battery kind of burnt out, but that's fine. Okay, you can get another one.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah, the Walmart has a great sale on them right now.
Oh!
For the summer, although they're kind of selling out. It's a hot ticket item.
Yeah, it's true. It's a hot day.
It's a sweltering. I think I'm gonna stay in here for about another hour or two. I'm just finishing up some emails, and then I'll be going home for the night, okay? So you let me know if you need anything.
Sure, will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, much. Bye, Tiffany.
Bye. Slowly closing the spot. Thanks.
And you, like, try to close it silently, but you gotta...
And then she opens it again and goes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It happens to everybody.
Sorry. Okay, bye. Thanks.
Aaron. I really wish we were recording that, because you're doing excellent scene work. The entire time Dylan was pantomiming, dabbing his head with a handkerchief.
So good.
It was really good.
Good. I appreciate it.
I've never gone, wow, that fake man's so sweaty.
Yeah. Really, that was a very sweaty man.
I haven't done that in the last 15 minutes. I have been bringing that up often. Uncharacteristically.
You see movement behind the windows. One car. Two car, three, four, five, six, seven, eight cars start pulling, just a bunch of cars start pulling up, and you see teens. You can tell from where they are, there's like makeup just barely on the face.
Oh no.
They're all just in like the best mood. They are loud from second one out of the car. And the radios turn off. And you realize it was Hairspray.
I was gonna say, we got theater kids coming in!
Oh no!
Eric, you turn. Ding, 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 ding. And just like a gaggle, absolute, like, full cast of these young adults come storming into the Waffle House as loud as they possibly can.
What's the show?
Huh?
What show?
Godspell.
This is important. This is very important.
Yeah. I don't know the show Godspell. It is Godspell.
Thank you for choosing Godspell, because I don't know Godspell either.
I actually do.
Let's all together sing the most famous song in Godspell.
Yeah.
Which is, Michael?
Godspell America.
Musical.
Yeah.
I think I try to greet them, just like, hi, welcome to Waffle House.
They're just
all
over you, and they're hardly paying attention to you. There is one beleaguered adult that has been designated to be the chaperone and comes up to you. They're on their phone, just in the middle of a call. Can we just sit anywhere? Is that...
Well... Just sit
anywhere.
Not anywhere. You might want to avoid Ted's personal.
Yeah, we're not going to sit in that guy's gross.
Bubble.
Just sit anywhere
can
you want.
Everything.
Whatever they're going to order, I'm going to pay for. It's fine.
Right.
So just
the rabble.
But they all got to be home by like a certain time. Like I know it's a week, but
like
parents.
What's you're going to be in charge of that?
Let's say they got to be out of here by like 9 o'clock.
And you're going to be in charge of that as the chaperone parent?
They're going to order themselves. I'm just going to pay for it at the end.
And you want me to be in charge of when they leave?
I just want you to like make sure they're getting their orders.
Right. Tiffany?
Yes. I just saw everybody storm in, and I took a moment to turn on all of the coffee pots that we could, that weren't already running. And I whisk over, and I'm like, yes, hi. Okay, yeah.
I saw you turn on the coffee pots.
Yes.
Are we going to give that to the team, to the theater kids?
Who knows? We always need coffee. It's just good to have it on tap, just in case. It's fine.
Are you willing to deal with the repercussions of
your
actions?
Maybe most of it is for me. Let's just not talk about it.
Okay. They need to be out of here quickly, so, you know, just get everyone moving as fast as they can. I'll keep my eyes on Ted and make sure he's staying where he needs to be. But everyone else, you know, go team.
Sure. If you could do your job for a second and just, like, help seat them?
Yeah. I said they could sit wherever they want. It's a pretty slow night, so... There's eight
that's
tables,
okay.
So
yeah, lots that's of them. Great. That's great. Let's get menus to them.
Right. I almost forgot about that. Let me just
get okay.
Menus.
Great. Let's
some
do
coloring
that.
Books and
yeah. They're teenagers, but yeah.
You start passing out these menus, and the kids are just rowdy as hell, and there's already some just mistaking you for the server and ordering. Every single kid at the table is getting a milkshake for some reason, on top of different styles of hash browns, the smothered, the covered, the capped, whatever Waffle House hash browns you can manage to bring out, they're going to want.
I think I'll try to step up and relay some orders to Marianne, but...
Absolutely.
But I don't think I've gotten the specifics, and I'm not keeping track of who's ordering what.
Where's our server?
The fun thing about Waffle House is that there is no, like... telling order system.
Oh.
They design everything on a plate and they hand that to the cook, and the cook deciphers the Morse code essentially on the plate.
What?
Wait, yeah, it's called a mark system.
Is this the fantasy aspect of this?
Yeah.
It's like a rune.
Wait, no, it's I'm so gullible.
No, this is 100% true.
But this is what the red alert system is
no.
This?
No. If you put a jam, like a jam packet on one side of the plate, it means a waffle. Where if you put it on the other side of the plate, it means a pork chop.
So people can't read at the Waffle House. That's what I mean.
I don't think it's
no. People can't read at the Waffle House.
If
you go to a school where there's a mural, you go. So they can't read here because they're using pictures? No.
Well, if that's true, I think I'm slinging gems on these
absolutely.
They just show me pictures where actually that's
Wait,
it.
Yeah. What?
I want to see this.
Man,
then I guess
I feel...
just bringing plates
no
into the...
way. Yeah. There's a whole code.
It's
oh
a
my
whole
God.
Code.
I don't know this code.
Gosh, wait till you guys find out about the hanky code.
Is this the code that the servers use or the people use to order food?
It's the code the servers use. So whatever they
to send back to the kitchen.
The servers
got
it. Make that plate and then hand it to the kitchen.
Okay, so in that case, I think I've seen Wyatt do this, but I don't know necessarily what it means. So I'm just like, stuff on plates and I bring it to Marianne. And I'm like, yeah, this is what they wanted and I'm go back.
And you just hear her go, ugh. Just before this starts, I'm going to take a break. She walks out through the back and starts lighting up a cigarette before anything starts getting made.
I feel like I've just seen you kind of crowd the window, and I've got like hands full of plates myself and my phone's buzzing in my pocket, and I see Marianne leave and I'm just sort of like, and I like try to like shuffle the plates into the window. Tiffany?
Let me go talk to her. And I follow.
Sure. I do want to say one thing. I want to cut to Wyatt really quick. As you see this horde, viable horde of
they are terrifying.
Young adults. You recognize one.
Mm.
Delilah's younger brother is here. Uh-huh. And they are. You don't know what happened in the family line. Mm-hmm. You don't know. How related they might be, but this kid is super nice and kind, and they're relatively respectful. If not, I might bit loud.
Okay.
They spot you as well, and they give you a wave, and
oh, hey there, buddy.
Kind of see them talking and pointing, and the kids kind of like laugh along, and he goes, "Hi, Wyatt.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? What's his name?
Their name. We'll say their name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, all right, lovely name. Jeremiah, how you doing, buddy?
I'm you know, we just finished up Godspell. We're all here because we feel like we deserve a little celebration.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, how's everything here? You know, I know it's really crazy now.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. You know, we got Romney working on that, you know? Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a great fella, stand-up guy, that Romney.
AC's not working?
Nah, it keeps coffee hot, though. Tell you that, right? You
don't need any
of that,
coffee.
Though. Yeah, no, yeah. you don't need any of that, though. What about a milkshake? We got hash brown bowl.
Yeah. Chocolate.
This is
like all the same.
Unanimous chocolates. Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely. Make it nice and easy for me. Do you want a hash brown bowl? We got one going for $7.99 right now.
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
How many of those we want?
One of the kids asked, do we get a discount because we know them? And like... No. Stop. Don't ask that. Don't ask that. Sure. I'll take a hash brown. And they're just like slinging orders at
you. I'm scribbling it down Absolutely. As fast as I can.
And you get through it pretty easily. You grab all the plates. You start getting them all ready. We'll cut back to you. You follow Marianne out of the building. And you can hear just above you, hear the sounds of tools being worked on an AC unit and... Just have that in your mind as a background right now. Marianne's out there, just full cigarette. There's a dingy chair, a fold-out chair, and she's sitting on it. It's the only one. She's completely cross-legged.
Marianne, what are you doing out here?
I'm just having a quick one.
Yeah, I mean, we got all those orders.
Yeah.
We really need you in there, like, right now.
I'm gonna be.
Uh-huh. How does this chair keep coming back? I could have sworn I threw it out yesterday.
It's gonna get done. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I, you know, it's a lot of, it's...
Tiffany.
Come on.
Tiffany.
Please?
I just need you to relax.
Impossible.
I can tell that you know.
Yeah.
Again, the prop work,
I know the prop work is phenomenal. Says,
will you just have
no.
a...
No.
Just take
no,
a second.
No. I couldn't do that to the girls. They would not.
The girls?
Yeah. You know, my troop. My Girl Scout troop.
Ted will remember this.
She puts it back. Look, I can tell you're wound tighter than a top.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Yeah. Will you just take, like, two breathers, okay? They're a bunch of fucking kids. They're going to be fine. They're probably going to start singing musicals in a second. They'll forget that I was out here for 2 minutes smoking a cigarette to get my own sanity going before I help them on with the rest of their night.
Yeah, but you know how Mr. Gumar is. He's got, like, eyes everywhere. So I really think it would be best if we maybe just got
You know Gumar doesn't give a shit about what I do. I've been here long enough.
Yeah, he might have gave... a shit about what you do, but he cares a lot about what I do. So I think that it would be really, really nice if you could just go inside.
Tiff, I'm gonna do this for you.
She put it out on her shoe, and she's now gonna.
Yeah, she's wiping. She's like putting it out, and the rest of
her flip flop comes out, and she puts it on her bare heel. She puts the cigarette on her
heel. She puts out the cigarette on her shoe. Whips open back her cigarette holder and stuffs a half-used cigarette back in the case.
An angel.
But you need to lighten up at some point, okay? You keep burning the candle at both ends here. You're gonna wind up like me.
I'll do my best.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, thanks no so much. Problem. Thank you. Thanks.
So they walk back inside.
Yeah.
Romney.
Go. Romney! Hey, how's it going up there?
Hey, it's going great. I'm almost done.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no prop.
Do you need anything? Do you need hands?
No, you don't even need to come up here. It's all good.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great.
Thank you.
He's just been banging his tools on the thing. As soon as he heard Marianne's breathing, he knew that she was going to follow her out. So he was like, I should probably make noise. He fixed it in like 2 seconds. He was the one who broke it.
Anything to return.
Yeah, he's just been doing that for like 2 years.
2 years.
So, because he just likes this place. So, so yeah, he's just been like staring into the void, dead-eyed, in kind of that weird, you know, just in case you need the image, the scaffolding in between the Waffle House sign and the roof. Mm-hmm. He was kind of in the shade of the Waffle House sign, but still staring at the moon coming up over the forest, like dead-eyed for like a pretty much the entire. He got up here and set his tools, and I was like, okay, and then like started making noise and then like just gets it done and packs his toolbox up and goes downstairs.
I want to say before you go downstairs, yeah. As you finished your conversation.
Yeah, do I see anything up on the roof?
Yeah. You notice something a little weird. The Cracker Barrel across the street. The lights kind of and just kind of shut off. Now, you've been over there before. You kind of...
It's a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you go for pancakes.
Exactly.
Waffles here, pancakes there.
Yeah. And you know that their hours are typically, like, they're not 24-7.
But they serve dinner.
But yeah, they serve dinner.
And it's 7:30.
Yeah, it's approaching 8.
Yeah.
It's getting into the evening. And their lights have shut off, you know, as if they're going to go home for the evening. Although, you do mark that, like, the Cracker Barrel sign has also... got
yeah.
dark. And normally that's always a light on the highway, even if the store
closes. Exactly. Open. So that people know
there is one here.
Hey, if you're ever around.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And there's not too much you infer from it. As a technician, probably a myriad of things come into your mind as yeah. why the lights might have gone up.
Yeah, they've got so many forks and so many sockets in that building.
Absolutely. and you keep watching, expecting maybe, you know, These little brownouts kind of happen every now and then to businesses. Minute, 2, 5. Lights aren't coming back.
Huh. Are there people in there?
Do I see any... It's a little too far away to see if people are in there.
But I don't see anyone, like, exit the building and stuff
no,
like that.
No, you're not seeing anybody leave the building. And you're not even seeing any cars leave. Like, there's... You notice the parking lot still has cars in it.
Yeah.
And... None of the cars are leaving.
So the power went out and everyone stayed in the building for...
For whatever's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Rodney would let this pass by. Romney.
Oh, my God.
He's a bit of a hero.
Oh my gosh. You're so proud too. Yeah, I love the idea that he assigns a different personality to each name he's given that isn't his own.
That's all he has.
There's ramen. There's Romney.
Yeah, exactly. Great. So yeah, he
Roger's a pervert.
Yeah, don't talk about that guy, no.
But he gets stuff done.
Please continue.
Is it catty corner? Is it?
It's diagonal from you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. I think. Yeah. He'll probably just go like check it out because like if he repaired the sign over at the Cracker Barrel, then like maybe they'll call him by a different name there.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Maybe Romney yeah. serves another god.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he, you know, actually, fuck it. No, he's not going to do that. He breathes in, he thinks about it. I literally, just as a player, did the physical labor of getting a toolbox down a ladder, and I was just like, God, I just want to
do that. I don't
want to
do that again.
He's going to do it in, like, 15 minutes, he's going to put an order in.
Absolutely.
With Marianne, because he's going through the back so he can just, like, put in the order. He doesn't, sure. He's not going to...
What's your order?
It's a double bacon, hash browns, well done, coffee, cream, no sugar, fruit cup on the side.
And she'll say, no, of course, it's just going to be a...
Yeah, oh my God. you stay strong, okay?
Have All a right. seat, okay? I think Ted's got an open spot next to them.
You know, I'm going to take a... While you're putting that together, I'm gonna just take some of that across the street. The Cracker Barrel just like went dark for like.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm gonna. I just wanted to make sure I can get some.
You do what you want. I'm focused here. Okay. You
yeah. Just,
yeah.
All right. Love you.
Oh, does she gosh. Say it back?
In her head. Not till he leaves.
in her head. Just a little. I love him too.
Good kid.
Heart of gold.
So you're gonna go walk across the street to the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I think so.
Great. I want to follow you just for a little bit longer.
Is it a stoplight or is it?
Yeah, there's two stoplights you have, and the crosswalks are pretty long because it'll cross over a highway.
Okay. So, it's a highway crosswalk. Okay. Great. He's not gonna wait for.
Sure.
The stoplights or anything like
great.
That.
Great. You cross the street with relative ease. Like,
you can see,
the traffic is pretty normal this late at night. There's not a lot of cars that come down this highway. But it's not like it's a complete desert of cars. There's not no cars. It's just maybe like once every 30 seconds or so we see.
Yeah, exactly. You can run across a highway in that time.
Yeah, exactly. You cross the street and you get up to the Cracker Barrel and it's still dark. You can't see inside. The windows are, pretty pitch black in there because there's no light. And cars are all empty. There's not a lot of noise. Even the forest around you in this area seems to have gotten a little quieter.
Like the cicadas just stopped there.
Yeah, there's not much of anything really, And even that quiet hum and buzz that you're used to when you're at the Waffle House from the sign, the Cracker Barrel sign should be making that noise too. And
no halogens.
There it is. It's just completely quiet.
I think he's gonna move one of the little pegging things on the. It's called pegging.
Did you go inside?
No, he's going to move one of the pegs on one of the triangles on the front of the Cracker Barrel.
Got it, okay.
And then he's going to go inside.
Got it. You make the first move. You get to take one peg out with you. You put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can somebody please explain this?
Yeah.
Oh. I have to explain pegging to Joe.
No, but what is it?
That's lip balm.
It's the peg game. Essentially, you
that
have.
Where you have to get them all out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have that at Cracker Barrel?
It's like from Cracker Barrel.
No, yeah.
Is it really?
I think
no.
So.
Well, I mean, it basically. It, might
it,
as
is,
well
it has been popularized because they're in Cracker Barrels. Romney. You're at the door to the Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no light inside. How do you go about this?
I don't want. If they're just like. Closed and I was mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
If I just convince myself of that, I don't want to look like I'm casing the place
mm-hmm.
or trying to rob it. So, I'm just gonna like open the little, is there like, those little foyer little like breaks in the two sets of doors
mm-hmm.
does it have that or is it just like straight into that little general store?
Well, yeah, we'll say it has like a little break, why not.
Okay.
You open that door, you can smell the Cracker Barrel air. It kind of smells like stuff is cooking.
Yeah,
grease and a lot of salt in the air. You don't hear anything. There's a large stillness that kind of envelops you. It's that silence that almost is crushing on your ears. You don't hear an echo. It's not exactly like the acoustics of a Cracker Barrel are not what it's known for. You can see plates scattered around on some tables. Some eaten, some not fully. Chairs disheveled. Drinks on the floor. There's definitely something off here. You expect that whatever was happening in here, it caused quite a bit of a panic, right? You can tell that immediately by looking around.
Yeah.
It's still pretty dark. Do you have a flashlight? You would have a flashlight, right?
Yeah.
You pull out this flashlight, that singular, bright, pale light as you scan around. You see memorabilia all along the walls that the Cracker Barrel is known for. Pictures, different sorts of like things and tools you would find on ranch wall, like in ranches and farmsteads. Still no people.
Okay, I think if this guy walks into a Cracker Barrel that has no lights on, mm-hmm. that he is pretty sure he watched all the lights go out, walks in, flashlight, no one's cleaned up anything. He's gonna leave and he's gonna walk completely catty corner as fast as he can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back across to the Waffle House.
Because
he's just like, and no.
Okay. Turn around and you have the double doors ahead of you.
Yeah.
You see across the outside one just something crawling.
Sprint. Fucking sprint immediately.
Go outside?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, he does it.
Slam through both doors. Do you even look behind you?
No. He knows what's behind him.
And you just...
Whatever the fuck he doesn't want to be.
And you just go.
Doesn't want to be there.
Thank you so much for listening to our first episode of Season 2. I want to give a special thanks to Anna Brown, to Kay Renner, to Haley Hayes. They were a blast to play with, and I'm so glad they were able to join us. And also a special thanks to Jimmy Marino for making the intro and the outro music for this episode. You can find the links to all these wonderful people's socials in the description below. Be sure to check them out. And tell them that Joe said hi. Be sure to stay tuned for our main season arc, which is going to be coming out 2 weeks from now. It's going to feature Dylan, it's going to feature Michael, it's going to feature myself, and some other wonderful friends. If you'd like to support us in any way, please definitely follow us on all of our socials. You can find us at roleplaygame.pod on Instagram, you can find us on TikTok, you can find us on Twitter. If you'd like to support us directly, you can find us on our Patreon, which is all linked in the bio. Thank you again for listening.